This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
About an hour away from scoring $1,000 with the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. So start thinking about what you would do with $1,000. We always see people up here picking up their checks and stuff and big smiles on their face. We asked for the money back. Nobody ever...
No, they don't give it.
No.
So we did something really cool. We had a listener friend call into the show, said she was at CVS, and she heard, you know how you have like a membership to a store, and if you don't have the card, you give your phone number?
Yeah.
She overheard that transaction with evidently a hot guy, so she wrote down that guy's phone number.
How quick are you to either remember it or punch it into your phone as it's happening?
Yeah, her name, so Meredith said, I'm too nervous to call, so we did this call back in May, and if you missed it, here's what it sounded like.
Yeah, we got a Facebook message from Meredith where she ran into this mystery Zac Efron-looking type guy at a CVS in Piper Glen, and when he was checking out, she heard him give the phone number to the clerk. She thinks he's hot, she thinks there's a connection, and we are going to talk to Mystery Man and see if he feels the same way. We went ahead and called him.
He's on hold. He has no idea. His name's Ryan, actually.
Really?
Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Ever heard of us?
I have.
Hey!
Wow, we got a couple fans. That's good.
Ryan, were you at the CVS in Piper Glen last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Do you remember flirting with an attractive girl?
I don't know if I'd call it flirting, but I definitely remember meeting a very, very attractive girl there.
Oh, well, maybe she was flirting with you and you weren't catching the vibe, but she happened to overhear your phone number when you were checking out and thought you were super attractive. She called us to get in touch with you.
Okay.
Because it would have been too weird for her to call you directly.
Like, yeah, this isn't weird.
Perfect. Oh, no, we're losing him on his phone.
Oh, no. Ryan, come back.
Come back, Ryan.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Well, Ryan, officially meet Meredith. Meredith, Ryan.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Slightly embarrassed, trying to keep it together, but I'm good.
Oh, don't be embarrassed at all. I'm glad you guys reached out. It's a weird way to do it, but this is great. I was so psyched to meet you and talk to you at the
Ryan, would your wife feel the same way?
What's that?
Would your wife be okay with you talking to Meredith? Are you married?
No.
Hey,
not
good.
At all.
Okay.
Well, that's good news.
Good, good. No girlfriend?
You have a girlfriend.
No girlfriend, no nothing.
Okay.
Definitely single.
Ryan, what do you do for a living?
I'm partners in a restaurant. I just moved to Charlotte and looking to meet people, definitely.
So you may have money. That's a good sign.
Roy, he knows how to cook.
God,
that's the good sign.
That's right.
Meredith, that's the perfect in. I mean, he just moved to Charlotte. You can show him around town.
I think I've never been happier with making a very weird and uncomfortable decision in my life. I mean, if you would like to go out, I guess. I'm not going to jump the gun here. You sounded like you're interested. Do you want to? Are you okay since I've already been forth? You want to go out with me maybe?
Honestly, after the interaction we had at CVS, I would love to. I think if that's just the tip of the iceberg, I think we would get along great.
So that was in May. We're back live here now, October 10th, 2017, just to prove that we're live.
Yeah, that's smooth.
Nicole came in yesterday after our show, and we have our show meeting, and she said Meredith reached out to us.
She did. Okay. She reached out, and she has an update for us.
Ooh, update on the relationship. Mm-hmm. It better be a wedding invitation.
Is it a good update or a bad update?
It's definitely one you're going to want to hear about.
You know what it is.
I do.
I'll take chicken if we're RSVPing for the wedding.
Put me down for beef.
But now I'm thinking it might not be such a good thing.
It's definitely interesting. It's not what I expected.
So it's not a wedding.
Because
that's what I'm expecting. Oh, man. If this Ryan dude did her wrong, or she did him wrong.
I will not eat at that restaurant anymore.
I'm never going to another CVS again. All right, tomorrow morning, when's she coming on? 7?
Yeah, 7.
All right, like 7:03-ish. Make sure you're with us.
as we'll update you on the Ryan Meredith situation, okay? We're going to tell you about the Gravediggers Ball, how you get VIP, get the whole experience, yeah. and meet Mclemore coming up in about 3 minutes. And then, Roy, you were laughing at something Loren and I mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
That we couldn't do.
That you guys couldn't do?
Yeah, you thought it was funny that we didn't know something.
Okay.
Do you remember what that was?
Dude, I don't remember anything.
Listen, no.
I think yeah. he was distracted on the way you said Mclemore.
Yeah, you said Mclemore. I was like, what?
Like we're in Mecklenburg County.
Yeah.
Mclemore.
Yeah, you distracted me. I you guys did something?
We did something yesterday.
And you couldn't do it.
And you laughed that we didn't know it. And it's pretty basic, I think, for a lot of people. Okay. So we're going to talk about the simple things that you just don't know how to do or you don't know what it is. We'll do that coming up just after 7.
When I wake up, yeah. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We want to give you $1,000 with the KISS Cash Code. Hooking you up with all this money, you can win that coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
And in 20 minutes, we're going to give you VIP to get into the Gravediggers Ball. It's called Trick or Treat for a VIP seat. And even though there's not really a seat, you're going to probably just stand. But yeah. Who's going to be sitting during Mclemore anyway?
Nobody wants to sit down in a concert.
That's coming up at 7:20 this morning. But everybody's asked about the amazing love story between Meredith and Ryan, which unfolded on our show in May. Meredith was at the CVS, I believe, in Piper Glen, if you want to get specific, which is a little suburb out here in Charlotte. And she overheard Ryan give his CVS card phone number. So she wrote it down on her phone and then called us to reach out to him because she thought it was creepy. And if you don't remember or you didn't hear it, let's take a little listen to it back in May.
Ryan, officially meet Meredith. Meredith, Ryan.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Slightly embarrassed, trying to keep it together, but I'm good.
Oh, don't be embarrassed at all. I'm glad you guys reached out. It's a weird way to do it, but this is great. I was so psyched to meet you and talk to you at the CVS.
So their eyes locked at the CVS.
Yeah.
And things went well, right? I mean, they went on a date after that. We had them on one more time where they said it was a great dinner.
Yeah, yeah. He actually owns a restaurant here in Charlotte. So joining us back here on the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show with an update, this is Meredith.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, it's our fairy tale couple. How's everything going?
It was a beautiful summer. We actually spent a lot of time up on Lake Wylie. One of his friends has a boat, and it was just, I don't even know. I feel like Ryan is one of my favorite people that I have ever met. I feel like we got so close. And
it's all thanks to us for calling Ryan and not making you feel so creepy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is. Thank you. Thank you. But after this beautiful Tory tail like summer, he just kind of disappeared on me. He's like gone ghost on me almost in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know, I don't necessarily want to war the roses with him, but I figure we started on the air. If this is the end of us, we might as well end on the air.
Does that mean that like he's not returning your text messages, phone calls, you're not seeing him as often? I mean, what's your circumstances? He moved here to open up a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still there, and I mean, I know that work gets busy and things, it takes some days to respond back to me. At this point, I'm trying not to text because I just feel like it's so impersonal, and I really I miss the sound of his voice. I miss him as us.
Sure.
And wow. So I, you know, I'll call him and it'll take him days to get back, and it's always like, hey, you know, we'll have to talk later. I'm so sorry. It's so busy. I miss you, da-da-da-da. But then it's another long period, 3-4 days of not hearing anything from him, and then another short blurb, and it just feels like maybe there's something else going on.
When's the last time you like physically saw him in person?
I haven't seen him physically in like a week, but we're talking like way, way less than we used to, and I feel like something's definitely going on right now that I just, he's not telling me about.
Okay, so Meredith, what we've done, our producer Nicole has called him, and we're going to bring him on, and we're going to try to figure this out, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
I feel like this is deja vu all over again.
I know. I'm kind of nervous.
I know. Different circumstances, maybe. Let's hope not. Ryan.
Yes.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome back to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
We last spoke to you in May, and you were new to town. Are you enjoying Charlotte?
Yeah, it's crazy busy, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
So because you've been crazy busy, has your relationship with Meredith slowed down, or is there something more going on? Because Meredith's a little concerned that she feels like you're ghosting her.
I mean, I'm glad I came on the radio. You know, I don't want to, this started on the radio, so I don't want to blow you guys off, but this is definitely something we should talk about off the air. Definitely just me and her.
There is something going on.
I mean, yeah, it's better if we just talk, her and I.
It's okay if they hear. I mean, if you're cheating on me, just tell me. I need to know what's going on.
No, there's no way am I cheating on you. I'm really into you. I'm really falling in love with you. I just, something going on that I need to, it's like bigger than that. And I don't want to have to tell you on the radio, but
Ryan, you have to agree that for the summer that Meredith said you guys had, and the kind of the fairy tale story that how you guys met, and you just said you're falling in love with her, you know, you're not doing her right.
No, I know. It's just been so crazy. I haven't found a way to break it to her.
Break what?
What's going on here?
For work, I have to move back to the West Coast. Unfortunately, I'm going back to Seattle, and it's not for a short time. I'm going to have to go for. It's going to be pretty permanent. So.
Oh no.
I have to go.
Well, Ryan, will you still have the restaurants here?
Yeah, I'm going to open up a new one out there.
Oh, how long have you known?
For the last, I don't know, I would say it was became a pretty permanent decision within the last few weeks.
So, and I guess I might be putting you on the spot by asking you this, but is the relationship not at the point yet where she might come with you or come to see you?
Like I said, that's definitely a conversation her and I need to have on our own. I don't know if we're...
Should we ask Meredith?
On the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, Meredith.
I'm sorry.
If Ryan threw it out there like, hey, you could come out with me, would you ever consider moving out of Charlotte?
I mean, I have a really good nursing job here, and, you know... I'm invested here with my family and my patients. And, I mean, I'm up for a promotion soon, and it just kind of sucks a lot. Sorry, I don't mean to cry.
No, you're fine. That's a lot to take in.
All right. You guys go talk off the air. Ryan, thanks for coming on. And
yeah, man, thank you.
Sorry about this. And there's definitely a better way to go about it than ghosting her. And I get that you're trying to figure everything out, but you know she deserved better.
No, I know.
I hope that you two will call us again. Keep us up to date with whatever happens next.
Yeah, the next phone call better be Meredith. Hello from Seattle.
No pressure, though.
But just tell us this. You would be, if it did work out that way, Ryan, because I need to have a positive close. Like, would you be okay if she came with you?
Absolutely. I don't know if she would ever uproot her whole life and come out there with me, but I mean, if we're going to make this work, I would have to happen.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, we'll be back in touch. Good luck with everything. Meredith, stay in touch with us.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Still to come.
That's all you can say after that. I know. I
mean, does the show really have to go on?
I think they're going to be okay, honestly.
I think she'll move.
I do, too.
I do. And I know it's quick, and I know they've been together for a short period of time. They love each other.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just seeing they would tag us in Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. They were constantly out together.
Yeah. All right. If you want to go to the Gravediggers Ball, VIP style, get your chance to meet Macklemore. We've got Trick or Treat for a VIP seat coming up here at 7:20. Hang with us.
Kiss 95.